Practical Work on Self, Chapter 15, Doorways. The practice of remembering ourselves, invoking our presences, having the continual presence of I, makes a vibration of being, which gradually forms a relatively permanent crystallization called graduation of evolution. The presence of the non-phenomenal source of attention within the awakened machine, because negative emotion is absent in the awakened machine, produces the vibration which gradually forms itself into the permanent crystallization which we call being. Each stage of transformation of the being produced by the awakened machine is called graduation of evolution. We can separate the process of transformation governed by the human biological machine into 21 definite graduations of evolution, each slightly more objective than the previous gradation in the sense of existing in higher and higher dimensions as we scale toward the absolute. Under no circumstance is it possible for us to attain the three highest forms of existence, the highest of which is the absolute itself, pure being. No one who knows anything would really wish to evolve to the gradation of the absolute, and it would be of no benefit to oneself or to the absolute. Each gradation of evolution represents a specific crystallization of the being. These higher gradations of evolution can only be the result of intentional transformation. The transference of the identity from the non-phenomenal source of attention to the being is necessary for the moment of machine death, when it is once again returned to its organic source of substances. Even the non-phenomenal source of attention eventually dies if it has existed without transformation, but the being, which has become a permanent crystallization, can never die. Perhaps we ought to first taste what it means never to die. Maybe we would prefer to just fall into annihilation and forget everything. No two beings have exactly the same frequency of vibration. Frequencies are limited in number because they are, as everything, material. However, due to a surplus of apathetic humans and a corresponding paucity of transformed beings, very few frequencies have ever been taken off the market. The stable graduation of evolution, several times removed from the ordinary state of a human being, when taken in relation to a successful transference of identity from the non-phenomenal source of attention to the being, can be called objective consciousness when developed. Although we may not understand how this might be true, stepping through a doorway is to taste death in some form. When passing through the threshold of a portal, we can use this as a reminding factor to exert our will to awaken the machine. Passing a portal, even in the form of an ordinary door, is like the moment of death, the passing of the portal for which we prepare ourselves all our lives. We practice the awakening of the machine during these little deaths so that at our passing, when the chains of life are thrown off and we feel our life slipping away, we will have attention, presence, being, and an unshakable work habit. Only then will we taste of death and not feel its sting.